Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Grief with Grace. This is going to be the last in my little, I'm calling it a mini series, about why our healing paths are so very different and are so unique to each of us.
Welcome to Grief with Grace, the podcast for women healing from loss, trauma, and grief, or who know there's more to life but aren't sure what it is or where to find it. Whatever brought you here, you are not alone. I'm your hostess, Lori Latimer, soul navigator, mystic, intuitive, bereaved mom, and grief and trauma guide. Recreating my own life after a divorce in 2008 and going on to create and live a life I'd only dreamed of after that, I found myself on a new healing journey after my 29-year-old son unexpectedly left this life in January of 2019. So I invite you to grab a journal, a cup of tea, light a candle, and get cozy. And allow yourself to be seen, held, soothed, and inspired on your journey to wholeness. Blending the practical with the spiritual, each week my guests and I will inspire you to connect with who you are at soul level so you can find moments of joy in the everyday. Because even on the darkest days, there is joy if you know how and where to look for it.
You know, I had only planned on doing two episodes in this little mini series, but I've had some great questions and comments and emails. And so I decided to do one more short episode to wrap this all up. And because my workshop about this is happening this coming Friday, December 1st. So, and also I can't believe that we only have a couple days left in November this year. So as usual, the time is flying by, isn't it? It really is. And I say that to remind myself and you that we don't know how much time we have left on this earth. And if you're listening to this, I think that you probably have the same feelings that I do, at least to some extent, that I want to do as much healing as I can while I'm here in this life. And because I don't know how long I have, I'm even more committed to doing my own healing and helping you through what I share, what I teach, through the podcast, through my Instagram posts, and the workshop I'm going to be doing on Friday. Speaking of which, I am going to be doing more workshops going into the new year. So I hope that you will love them. I hope that you will find value in them. And if you have ideas or suggestions for things you'd like me to do a workshop on, please email me. So if you're listening to this before December 1st of 2023, you can go to tinyurl.com/illuminate-your-healing-codes and sign up. If you're listening after December 1st of 2023, the workshop at some point will be available for purchase on my website. If you can't find it, email me info@lorilatimer.com and I will get you set up. So, as I was having conversations with some of you about our healing paths and about what I've been sharing on the two previous episodes, I realized that there's really another important piece that I want to share with you. Some of you were asking me to expand further on something I said last week in episode 157, which was the second reason we get stuck on our healing journeys. And that is that we are all up in our heads and we're disconnected from our bodies. And some of you didn't understand what that meant. And so in our conversations, what I was explaining is that it means that we are keeping what we learn about our healing up in our heads, up in our minds, and we don't actually implement what we've learned. You may have heard the term shelf help, which is a play on self-help. And it means that we asked for help, whether it's through a course, a book, a podcast, an audio, whatever, but then we leave it on a shelf. We don't apply what we learned, what we were taught, or put it into practice. And I've been guilty of that with things in my life, and not just around healing, but other things as well. What happens is when we leave what we've learned up in our heads, in our minds, but we don't actually implement any of it, it's what I refer to as a nice to have information, but it's nothing more than that. And so I was trying to think of an example, and what I came up with was, it's like the whole law of attraction conversation that was so misconstrued when the book The Secret came out in 2006. Or perhaps a better way to say it is the book left out a key element of manifestation. So it taught that we need to get really clear on what we want. And yes, that's absolutely true. We need to know what we want. But then what it didn't, the step it missed out on, or that it left out, is that we have to take action. So let's use a relationship as an example, because it's an easy example. You say you're single and you want to find love. And so you make a list of the qualities you're looking for in a man or in a partner. You visualize your life when you've attracted him and you have the relationship that you dream of. But if you then just sit in your house and you never take action by going out on dates, telling your friends that you're interested in dating, getting on dating apps and websites, whatever the action is, chances aren't very likely that you'll ever find that man. The same is true with healing. We can read the books, take the courses, go to the retreats and the seminars, gather all the information. But if we don't take action and implement what we've learned, nothing is going to change. We can go to a retreat. We can participate in the yoga, the meditation, the breath work, whatever it is. But if we don't continue taking those actions when we go home, nothing is going to change. We will stay right where we are. I think it was in last week's episode that I said, you know, there's that phrase that I love, nothing changes if nothing changes. So again, it's great to be in a container. And I've done this multiple times over the 10 years before my son went to Spirit. I went to lots of seminars and retreats. They were beautiful. If I didn't continue doing and implementing what I learned when I got back home, nothing changed. And you're not meant to implement all of it. Some things are going to resonate, and that's been my underlying message through this little mini series, is that you are uniquely coded to do certain things and then maybe do some other things, maybe not do some of the other things. But if you go to a retreat or a seminar, and you come home and you don't take action on anything, you just go back to your normal daily routine, nothing's going to change in your life. When we take action, if we don't know which tools and techniques are part of our unique healing codes, then our path is going to be much more difficult. So in the workshop I'm doing on December 1st, the Illuminate Your Healing Codes workshop, and I'm so excited about this workshop. I was working on it again yesterday. I think it's, you know, there's another phrase I love, done is better than perfect. I can keep tweaking this until the minute I go live on Friday, but I'm not going to. So I'm really pleased with where it is. But in the workshop, I'm going to help you discover the things that will work for you in a very unique way, using some of the things from your astrology chart. And let me tell you, you do not need to know a thing at all about astrology or even be interested in astrology to benefit from this. And I have a quote on a slide that will, that is perfect for that sentiment. But there are certain things encoded in us, in each of us, that determine how we are uniquely designed to heal, what types of things work for us, which ones are more challenging, which ones, if we do this one over here first, then this one has a better chance of assisting us on our healing journey, and we're more likely to do if we've done the other ones first. Now, I am not saying that any specific thing will or will not work for you, but there are things that are more in alignment for you than other things based, again, on your unique healing codes. And this is information that I have not seen anyone teach, anyone share. This was given to me by God, the divine source, whatever you choose to call it. I, as a human, could never have come up with this, believe me. It is absolutely fascinating, though, to watch your journey shift once you discover this. And that's why I'm so excited to share this with you. And the reason this came through to me is because I struggled this year in 2023 in ways that I didn't anticipate and in ways that I haven't since 2019 when Greg went to Spirit. And so I was looking at trying to figure out why. Why is that? Why were the things I was doing weren't working? Or the way I was doing them wasn't working? And so I really sat with it and kept asking and kept probing and kept questioning and kept connecting to my higher self, to God, source, the divine, the universe. And that's when this came through. And it's so simple when you have the information, and it has completely shifted the trajectory of my healing in the last 3 or 4 months. So I think that's all I wanted to share. I really wanted to keep this short, so I am going to stop here. Again, the link to sign up, if you're listening to this before December 1st, is in the show notes. If you're watching on YouTube, it's in the comments below. If you're listening after December 1st and you'd like to watch it, it will be available for purchase. It will be at a higher price point than it will be before December 1st, but you can go to my website and it will be available probably in early 2024. You know, I am so tech challenged. It's going to take me some time to figure out how to do that, although I have an amazing VA who probably knows how to do it pretty simply. But there are some pieces, and it's the holidays. And so, you know, give me some grace with that. But if you listen to this after December 1st and it's not on my website, email me info@laurielatimer.com and I'll get you taken care of that way. So until next time. And if you have any questions about it, if you have questions about whether it's right for you or not, if you have any other questions, email me again, info@laurielatimer.com. I am accessible. I am happy to answer your questions. I love having conversations with you. And I will also share quickly, thank you for the reflections back about how you're enjoying the weekly podcasts again. I've been doing what now for like 3 weeks in a row, maybe 3 or 4 weeks in a row. And it feels good. And I will tell you that one of the things that I've learned about myself and about creativity in general is don't put yourself in a box. And this is huge for me because I have a lot of Aquarius in my astrology chart. We're the rebels. We don't like to be put in a box and told what to do. You have to do it this way. That doesn't work for me. I also have a lot of Sagittarius in my chart, which is about freedom and exploration. So I do what feels right to me at any given point in time. Right now, again, it feels good to do these weekly. And I also have, so I love that you're enjoying that. I can't promise I'll keep doing them weekly. I think a couple weeks ago, I had gone 3 weeks without doing one. So again, I do it when I'm inspired. I don't do it because I have to. That to me, it's like, no, that doesn't work for me. And I'm sharing that as a little peek into what I've learned about myself through discovering these healing codes and following what works for me, not what someone else tells me to do. Oh, you have to, if you're going to do a podcast, you have to do this, 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 and this. You know, in my create and launch your soul-led podcast course, that's kind of a mouthful. But when I teach women how to create and launch their soul-inspired, that's it, soul-inspired podcast, I tell them, you know, you do what feels right to you. If it feels right to release 2 episodes a week for a while, do that. If it feels right to do episodes weekly for 6 months and then take a month off, do that. Follow your soul's inspiration, not what anyone else tells you, you have to do this, this, this. No. No, we need to get away from that model. I'll be talking more about that come January, because I'm going to be doing another mini series on a totally different topic, juicy topic, and it will give you a glimpse into the direction that my work and the podcast are heading. So that's all I'm going to say about that for now. Yeah, join me on Friday. Go to the link in the show notes, sign up. It's going to be amazing. And it will, even if you have not had a traumatic loss or trauma in this life, this will give you guidance on how to navigate your life in all areas. If you're feeling stuck and frustrated, like I was, you know, the proverbial midlife crisis, this would have helped me so much when I went through that, when I left my marriage in 2008. If you feel stuck in your career, this will give you guidance. If you just feel like unsettled and dissatisfied in some area of your life, even if you don't know what that area, or even if you don't know what that area is, if you just have this underlying sense of, I know I'm here for something more, but I don't know what it is and I don't know how to find it, this will help you begin to explore what's right for you, what path might work for you, and how to take the action steps to find what it is. So, Yeah, I hope I see you there. Until next time, I am sending you all so much love, light, beauty, and grace.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Grief with Grace. Please be sure to like our Grief with Grace podcast Facebook page and find me on Instagram at @Lori_Latimer. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you receive a reminder when new episodes are uploaded. And please leave a rating and review so I can continue to bring you new content and new interviews each week. If you find this podcast valuable, and I really hope you do, please be sure to share it with a woman who could use some inspiration in her life and on her journey. Until next time, I invite you to find a moment of joy today and every day.